As we begin this session, just a reminder to do the postures to your own limit. Don't strain. Keep the awareness within. And if you want to come out of a posture before I give the signal, please do so and go right into the relaxation in between. Let's begin the class with three ohms together to center us and bring our awareness within. Sit in a comfortable cross-legged position, back straight and relaxed, shoulders back, eyes closed. Take a nice deep breath. Oh. Let's begin with the eye movements. Just check the posture once again. Back is straight but relaxed. We'll begin with the horizontal movements. Let's open the eyes, look to the far left. Slowly roll your eyes through the center of your field of vision, over to the far right, and coming back again through the center to the far left, and continue. It's just a gentle, easy movement. We're strengthening and toning the muscles of the eyes and optic nerves. And close the eyes. We'll do the vertical movements next. Let's open the eyes, look straight up towards the ceiling, slowly roll the eyes down through the center and down to the very bottom. And slowly coming back up through the center of your field of vision, up to the top, and coming back down. Continue at your own pace, beginning slowly. When it's comfortable, you can move a little bit more quickly. And the rest of the body stays loose and relaxed, just the eyes moving gently. And close the eyes. Just let them rest in between. We'll do the half circles now, beginning with the upper half of a circle. Let's open the eyes, looking to the far left, and slowly roll up and around, up towards the very top of your field of vision, and coming around to the right, down to the lower right, and coming back up. Like a rainbow or the upper half of a circle, slow, wide, easy movements, moving slowly at first, and then you can move a little more quickly. And close the eyes. Relax. We'll move now to the lower half of the circle like a U. Let's open the eyes, look to the far left, slowly roll down, seeing at the outermost point of your field of vision through the lower center and coming up to the upper right and coming back down to the lower center and up to the upper left and continue. Shoulders are relaxed and the face is relaxed. and close the eyes. We'll finish with full circles. Let's open the eyes, look to the upper top of your field of vision, and slowly rolling down towards the right, like you're seeing the face of a clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and continue. Seeing all the way around to the outermost point as you slowly look all the way around, full circle, coming back up to the center, and then continuing. There's no strain, just a gentle toning to the muscles and optic nerves. And let the breath flow. Closing the eyes once again. We'll finish with the counterclockwise full circles. Let's open the eyes, look straight up towards the ceiling, and slowly rolling down towards your left now, seeing at the outermost point. Slow, easy, sweeping movement. No strain. And close the eyes. Let's bring the palms of the hands together in front of us now and briskly rub the palms together until you feel the heat and warmth generated in the hands. When you feel the warmth, just take the hands and gently cup them over the eyes, fingertips at the hairline, and just let the warmth and darkness come in, soothing and relaxing the muscles of the eyes. And as you're ready, as you bring the hands down, just gently stroke the eyelids with the fingertips and bring the hands to your lap. Let's stretch the legs out now. And let's lie down on the back for our side stretches. And just for a moment, go right into the relaxation pose with the feet wide apart, arms loosely at the sides of the body, palms up. Make sure you have a loose waistband and just let the weight of the body rest on the floor. We'll begin now with our side stretches. If you bring the feet together, bring the right arm up overhead, resting it on the floor above the head. And now let's stretch the foot and heel away from the body. Stretch the hand and arm away from the body. Gentle but full stretch. Feel the side of the body opening up, stretching out. Stretch, stretch, hold. Stretch and release. Bring the right arm back down to the floor next to the body, palm up, and just relax. We'll do the same thing with the left side now, feet together. Bring the left arm up above you, rested on the floor above the head. And now begin by pressing the heel and foot away from the body. Stretch the hand and arm away from the body. Slowly at first, and let the whole left side of the body open up. Feel the waist, the rib cage, the shoulder. A nice stretch. Reach the hands away from the body. Press the heel away. Hold. Hold. And release. Just bring the arm back down to the side. Palm up. And relax. Let's do both sides now. So bringing the feet together, bring both arms up, let them rest on the floor above the head. You can lock the thumbs if you like, or just leave the hands next to each other. Just rest there for a moment. And now begin to stretch the hands and arms away from the body, stretching the feet away from the body, leading with the heels. Nice stretch. Feel the lower back opening up, relaxed. Middle back stretching out, shoulders. Stretch a tiny bit more, heels away, hands away, as though you're being pulled in two directions. Stretch, hold, and release. Just bring the arms back down to the floor beside you, palms up, and relax. We'll go to the modified bridge pose now. If you bend the legs, bringing the knees into the air, flats of the feet on the floor, arms are alongside the body, placing the palms down. Using the arms and hands for leverage and pressing on the feet, pressing on the hands, let's slowly raise the hips and buttocks up off the floor, bringing them to a flat plane so the body's in a triangle from the feet to the knees to the shoulders. We're toning up the abdominal organs, the muscles in the lower back, the hips and pelvis, the buttocks. Coming out of the posture now, roll the back down slowly, vertebrae by vertebrae. And as the hips and buttocks reach the floor, just relax the lower part of the body. Coming up into the posture once again, pressing on the feet and the hands, slowly raise the hips and buttocks up, vertebrae by vertebrae. Just come up as high as you comfortably can without straining. Just look inside, see how the body feels. And slowly coming out of the posture, just roll the spine down, vertebrae by vertebrae, and let the hips and buttocks come to rest comfortably on the floor. And now just continue that movement as though you're moving in the opposite direction, lowering the lower back down towards the floor, tipping the pelvis forward. And just release that for a moment. And do that two or three times on your own now, just pressing the small of the back in towards the floor and releasing. Let's slide the feet back down towards the floor now. Let the feet come apart, arms alongside the body, palms up, and just relax. You can take a nice deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, and just relax. Let's come on up to a seated position now, or actually come on to the hands and knees as you come up. Have the knees about shoulder width apart, hands are on the floor, fingertips facing forward about the same shoulder width apart. The back is relatively flat, and remember, if it's not comfortable putting pressure on the palms, make a fist and just rest on the fists. We'll do the cat and cow posture, which loosens and strengthens the whole spine from the very top to the bottom. So beginning with the flat back now, Let's roll the head looking up towards the ceiling. The middle of the back arches down. The hips and buttocks raise up a little bit, looking up towards the ceiling. Nice stretch in the back. And now moving in the opposite direction, let's lower the head, arch the middle of the back up towards the ceiling. The hips and buttocks come down a little bit. Don't overstretch, just a nice gentle stretch. And coming out of that through the flat back, back up towards the head, looking towards the ceiling. Middle of the back comes down towards the floor in a nice gentle arch. And continue that motion now. Beginning nice and slow and easy, giving a nice stretch to the back, convex and concave. And again, as the posture is comfortable, you can move a little bit more quickly if you like. And you can also add the breathing. So you're inhaling as you're looking up towards the ceiling, and then exhaling as you look down in towards the knees with the middle of the back arched upward. You don't need to overstretch. Just feel that you're getting a nice stretch but not a strain. And keep the awareness with the movement. See what it feels like. And ending the series now, come back through the flat back. And just for a moment, if it's comfortable, just rest back, have the knees apart a little bit, and rest the hips back on the feet. Stretch the arms out and rest the forehead on the floor in the folded pose. And coming out of that posture, just walk the upper half of the body up by walking the hands in towards the knees and then sit off the side of the legs. And you can stretch the legs out a little bit and shake them up. Okay, let's lie down on the stomach now. Have the feet apart, shoulder width apart, arms alongside the body with the palms up, cheek to the side, and just relax. This is the Savasana corpse pose, relaxation pose on the stomach. We'll do the cobra pose now. So bring the feet together once again. You can even have the heels together if that's comfortable. Bring the forehead to the floor. And bending the arms, place the palms just underneath the shoulders, fingertips facing forward, elbows up into the air, but close into the sides of the body. Forehead is resting on the floor. On an inhalation now, let's slowly begin to raise the head, bringing the nose to the floor, the chin to the floor, and continuing that upward motion, raising the chest up off the floor. Keep the head and eyes looking up and back as you slowly roll up and back, just using the strength from the upper back to hold the body up. Legs are relaxed. A Coming out of the posture now, slowly roll the back down vertebrae by vertebrae, bringing the chest forward, keeping the head and eyes looking up, and at the very end, tuck the head under, turn the cheek to the side, relax in place. We'll do the posture once again, bringing the forehead to the floor. Let's inhale, slowly raise the head, bringing the nose forward, the chin forward, and continuing that upward, backward motion as though you're going to see the wall behind you. Nice curve in the upper back. Without putting any pressure on the hands, just use the strength from the upper back, looking up towards the ceiling. And slowly coming down out of the posture now, looking up as you roll the chest forward, vertebrae by vertebrae, coming back down to the floor. And at the very end, tuck the head under, cheek to the side, arms out, feet apart, and just relax. For the lower back now, we'll do Ardha Salabhasana, or the single leg lifts. To get in position for the posture, let's bring the arms underneath the body, palms facing up. You can even lock the thumbs so that you're lying on top of the arms, and try to get the elbows in as close underneath you as you can, so you're lying on top of the elbows. Legs are together, feet together, and have the chin on the floor. Let's begin with the right leg. Just stretch the leg out, the foot out, away from the body. And on an inhalation, slowly raising the leg up behind you, keeping the knees straight, the leg straight. Just slowly come up as high as you comfortably can. Keep the hips in a straight line without twisting to the side. And slowly coming down and relax the leg. Coming to the left side now, stretch the leg out away from the body. Inhale, slowly raise up. Just come up as high as you comfortably can, feeling the stretch but no strain. You're drawing the strength from the lower back. And slowly lowering the leg. And relax in place. You can turn the cheek to the side for a moment. Coming back to the right leg now, we'll do the right leg once again, stretching the leg and foot out away from the body. Inhale, slowly stretching up. Keeping the leg straight, the hips in a straight line, the toe is pointed. If it feels uncomfortable or any strain or shaking, just slowly lower the leg down a little bit and rest there. Slowly lower down And relax the leg. And coming to the left leg now, stretch the foot and leg out away from the body. Inhale, slowly stretching up. Leg is straight, toe is pointed. The rest of the body's relaxed. And slowly lowering the leg down. And as the foot reaches the floor, relax the legs, bring the arms out, cheek to the side, palms up, feet apart, and just relax. Let's lie down on the back now for the deep relaxation. Have the feet about shoulder width apart, arms loose and comfortably at the side with the palms up. And once again, just let the weight of the body rest on the floor. And just tell yourself for the next 20 minutes or so, you're just going to completely relax. You don't need to do anything. We're just going to allow the body to go into a deep state of relaxation, while the mind remains awake and alert. Just check the body for a moment. Have loose waistband, eyeglasses to the side. If you need to put a pillow under your knees, put a pillow there so that there's no tension at the lower back, or even a small pillow under the neck and head. And we'll begin first by going through the body physically, intensing each part of the body, holding for a few seconds in full tension, and then releasing. And as we do first the legs one at a time and then the arms one at a time, we'll just raise them an inch or two into the air in full tension. And when I say to release, just let it gently drop to the floor, relaxed. Let's begin by bringing our awareness into the left foot and leg. Just feel the left foot and leg. And now stretch the heel forward. Tense the foot, tense the leg. Let's raise it an inch or two into the air in full tension. Squeeze, hold, hold, and release. Just let it drop to the floor. You can roll it gently once or twice from side to side and leave it to rest. Bring your awareness now into the right foot and leg. Feel the foot and leg. Now stretch the heel forward, tense the foot, tense the leg, squeeze it up, raise it an inch or two into the air, squeeze, hold in full tension, hold, release. You can roll it gently from side to side and leave it behind. Coming into the left hand and arm, feel the hand, elbow up to the shoulder. Let's open the palm, stretch the fingers back and wide. Now make a fist, tense the arm, raise it into the air in full tension, squeeze, hold, release. You can roll it gently from side to side and leave it behind. Coming to the right hand now, feel the fingers, hand and arm all the way to the shoulders. Let's open the palms, stretch the fingers back and wide. Now make a fist, tense the arm, squeeze it, raise it into the air an inch or two, hold, release. You can roll it gently side to side and leave it to rest. Coming into the hips and buttocks now. Let's squeeze up the muscles of the hips, the buttocks, the groin area. Tense it up, squeeze it up as though you're raising off the floor. Hold, hold, and release. And just feel the body sinking back onto the floor, relaxed. Bring your awareness to the stomach and abdomen. Take a nice, deep, full breath into the nose and bring all the air into the abdomen, expanding the abdomen like a big balloon. Bring in all the air, and when I say to relax, we'll let it come gushing out the mouth. Hold, hold, relax. We'll do the same thing now at the lung and chest area. Take a deep, full breath in through the nose, bringing all the air into the lungs and chest. You can even pull the abdomen in a little bit to push the air up into the chest area. When I say to relax, we'll let it come gushing out the mouth. Hold, hold, relax. Good. Coming to the shoulders now, leaving the arms resting on the floor. Let's just squeeze up the shoulders as though they're going to meet at the chin in front of you. Squeeze, hold, tense, and release. With the shoulders, leaving the arms on the floor once again, let's just draw the shoulders down towards the feet, pulling the shoulders down, hold, hold, and release. And once again in the shoulder area, leaving the arms on the floor, just raise the shoulders up towards the ears, towards the top of the head. We'll do a big shrug, hold, hold, and release. Coming into the face and head, let's squeeze up all the muscles in the face as though they're meeting at the nose. Make a real prune face, squeeze, hold, release. Let's stretch out the muscles of the face now. Open the mouth, stick out the tongue, raise the forehead, release. You can roll the head gently from side to side and just let it come back to the center and find its own resting place. To help the body go deeper into the relaxed state, let's use the mind now, and without physically moving any part, let's just take the mind down through the body, and where your mind goes, let it just melt away any tiny bit of tension or holding it might find. Let's begin with the toes, the feet, the heels and ankles, relaxed. Relax the lower legs, the shins, the calves, the knees, the upper legs and thighs, relaxed. The joints of the legs, the hips and buttocks, the groin, the lower abdomen, deep inside the body, all the internal organs slowing down and relaxed. Relax the stomach and lower back, around the waist, the midsection, the middle back and front, the heart and lung area, relaxed. The chest, upper back, collarbones, shoulder blades, and shoulders, relaxed. From the shoulders down into the arms, elbows, lower arms, wrists, hands, and fingers, relaxed. Relax the shoulders, the neck, and into the face and head, relaxed. Relax the throat, the chin, the mouth, lips and tongue, nose and nostrils, cheeks, eyes and eyeballs, forehead, temples, ears, and scalp, relaxed. As the body relaxes deeply, just be a witness and just mentally see the body resting there in front of you. It's almost as though you couldn't even move it if you wanted to. You're just watching the body. Please bring the awareness into the flow of breath now and simply be a witness to your own breathing. You don't need to do anything or change anything. Simply see the breath as it comes in and as it leaves. Be aware of the breath that's always going on. And leaving the breath behind now, bring the awareness to the flow of thoughts in the mind. And as the witness, neutrally, without judging or needing to change anything, simply watch the thoughts as they come and let them go. whatever arises in consciousness as the neutral, peaceful witness. Simply be aware of it, unaffected, watching the show. And knowing that I'm not the body, not the breath, not the mind, but the witness of all these, feel the peace that comes from the witness state and rest in that peace. please bring your awareness back into the flow of breath. And you can gently let the breath begin to deepen as we start to wake up the body. We'll use the mind now once again to go down through the body, and this time where the mind goes, let it awaken each particle, each cell of the body with its own fresh energy and light and healing energy. Let's begin at the top of the head. You can feel or see a warm light energy or flow of energy coming into the top of the head, filling the face and head, coming into the neck and shoulders, streaming over the shoulders, down into the arms, lower arms, and into the hands and fingers. A radiant flow of energy like a white light, filling every particle, releasing its own healing energy, balance, and warmth. From the neck and shoulders, coming into the trunk of the body, the chest and upper back, deep inside the lung and heart area, the rib cage and midsection, the middle and lower back, the abdomen and stomach, all the internal organs, radiating with energy and light. From the stomach to lower abdomen, lower back, the hips and buttocks, the groin area, down into the joints of the legs, the upper legs and thighs, the knees, the lower legs, and into the feet and toes. You can see or feel a flow of energy from the toes all the way back up the body to the head, down into the arms and fingertips, a continuous flow of energy and light, bringing healing and balance wherever it goes. If you see or feel any area that's not getting the flow, just mentally draw the energy into that part of the body, filling up every particle, every cell with healing light, energy, and health. You can begin to move the toes and feet, the fingers and hands. You can roll the arms from side to side and the legs from side to side. And as you feel ready, we can come up to a sitting position. If you like, you can roll over onto the left side first, drawing the knees in towards the chest, arms around the knees, and just rest there for a few moments. And then come on up to a sitting position for the breathing practices. Taking a comfortable cross-legged pose, or if it's more comfortable sitting in a chair, have the back straight but relaxed, shoulders back, rest the hands on the knees or cup them palms up in the lap, have the eyes closed, and just bring the awareness right into the breath and follow the flow of breath.
And we'll begin with the three-part yogic breathing or the diaphragmatic breathing. Breathing in and out through the nose unless you're congested. And begin just by taking a nice, deep, full breath. And a full exhalation. And towards the end of the exhalation, just pull the abdomen in towards the backbone to press out the last of the air. And then as you inhale again, let the stomach come forward as though it's filling up with air. Just try this for a moment, using the lower stomach as the first part of the three-part breathing. Breathing more deeply than normal, but no strain. You can have your hand on the abdomen, meaning belly button and below. And as you inhale, this will come forward as though it's filling up with air. And as you exhale, on the end of the exhalation, pulling the stomach in towards the backbone to force out the last of the air, and that allows you to inhale more deeply, letting the stomach come forward. Deep, full breathing into the lower abdomen. We're just going to expand our lung capacity, recharge the body with fresh energy, vitality, and prana. So as you inhale into the lower abdomen, as that's comfortable, inhale on up into the lung and chest area. That's the second part of the three-part breath, expanding the lungs and chest. And as you exhale, exhale from the lungs and chest first and down into the abdomen that pulls in towards the backbone at the end of the exhalation. We use about 1/7 of our lung capacity, so we're just expanding that, taking advantage of our full lung capacity and getting back to diaphragmatic breathing, which is a more natural way of breathing, rather than the shallow upper lung breathing. And the third part of the three-part breath, as you inhale into the lower abdomen, on up to the lungs and chest, just inhale a little more deeply, feeling the collarbone area, which rises slightly. And then as you exhale, exhale from the top, down through the lungs and chest, and down to the stomach. You can even imagine as you inhale a glass filling with water from the bottom all the way up through the stomach, lung and chest area, up to the collarbone. And as you exhale, the level of water goes down from the top all the way down to the lower abdomen. Nice, deep, full breath, a little deeper than usual, but with no strain. The rest of the body, shoulders and back relaxed but straight. Face and head relaxed. Let the breath come back to normal now. We'll do the bellows breath or forced expulsions. If you need to adjust your legs, you can do that in between the breathing practices. And once again, sit comfortably so that the back is straight but relaxed. And here again, using the abdomen, we'll be doing a forced expulsion. Like pushing the sides of an old bellows, as we pull the stomach in, it'll force an exhalation, and the emphasis is on the exhalation, and the inhalation will happen automatically. So let's take a nice, deep, full breath, and
Thank you.
full exhalation. Nice full inhalation. Going back to normal breath. Let's do a second round. Remember, the emphasis is on the exhalation by pulling the stomach in. So let's take a deep inhalation and exhale fully, full inhalation, and going back to normal breath. And we'll finish with a third round. Let's inhale once again. And exhale fully, inhale fully, and going back to normal breath. Bellows breath brings all the oxygen up to the face and head. It's also called skull shining, so you might even feel a little tingling or energy sensation at the top of the head and face. We'll finish now with the alternate nostril breathing. Once again, check the posture and bring the right hand up. Make a fist with the thumb extended and extend the pinky and the ring finger. Bring the right hand up towards the face, resting the arm against the chest, back straight but relaxed. Let's inhale now through both nostrils. Close the right with the thumb. Exhale through the left. Inhaling through the left. Close the left and exhale through the right. Inhale through the right, switch, exhale through the left, and continue at your own speed. Exhale, inhale, and switch. Keep the head looking up. There's a tendency for it to come forward. Rest the arm against the chest. The rest of the body is loose and relaxed. You can have a mental count with the breath, eventually letting the exhalation becoming twice as long as the inhalation. Having a count, Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, and then beginning again with the exhalation. With the next exhalation through the right-hand side, you can end the round, bringing the hands to the knees or cupped in the lap. And just checking the posture once again, we'll end the class with three ohms, leading into a few moments of silence. Inhaling for the Om. Om.